This is chapter 11 of Bhagavad Lila, 12th canto. And this describes the Mahapurush and the various expansions of the sun in each month. Sages describe the sun god in many features. To sustain the world, the personality of God manifests the potency of time as the sun, and he travels throughout the 12 months. One who remembers the opulences of Lord Hari in his form as the sun will become freed from sinful reactions. Context of this chapter 11 describes the Lord. The Lord is self-luminous. He's the original source of the Vedas, complete in his own glory. Creates and destroys and maintains this entire universe. Vishnath comments in this text 24 of chapter 11, 12th canto. Since we can become humble by practicing the following meditation, so Trinadpi Sunichina, we can chant the holy name always if we become genuinely humble. So this is an aid to developing humility, which we all need so badly. So practice the following meditation and humility will arise within our mind and heart. The earth, which is always visible to me, is the expansion of the lotus feet of my Lord Sri Krishna, who is always to be meditated upon. All moving and non-moving living beings have taken shelter of the earth and are thus sheltered at the lotus feet of my Lord Sri Krishna. For this reason, I should respect every living being and not envy anyone. In fact, all the living entities in this world, they constitute the Kostuba gem on my Lord's chest. Therefore, I should never envy or deride any living entity. By practicing this meditation, one can achieve success in life. Chapter 12, the topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam, summarized. The Supreme Lord Hari personally removes all distress of one who hears his glories. Whatever words glorify the qualities of Krishna are truthful, auspicious, and conducive to Sukriti. All other words are basically impure. By chanting and hearing the countless names of Lord Hari, describing his qualities, all humans can be relieved of their sins. So many beautiful descriptions and blessings are given here. Like the glories of the hearing the Bhagavatam. Nice verse in this 12th chapter, 12th canto, text 47. Ta skalitascharta shutva va vivisho grinan hariye namit yucher uchite sarvapatakat. If when falling, slipping, feeling pain or sneezing, one involuntarily cries out in a loud voice, Hariye Namaha, obeisances to Lord Hari, then one will be automatically freed from all his sinful reactions. Purport. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always loudly chanting the song, Hariye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. And Lord Chaitanya will free us from our materialistic enjoying propensity if we loudly chant the glories of the Supreme Lord Hari. Hari Bol. Gora Hari. Gora Hari. Gora Hari. Gora Hari. Gora Hari. That's a nice shloka to describe the power of the Bhagavatam. Verse 59, chapter 12. Shlokam ekam tadardham va param padardham eva va shadavanyo nu shinuyat punat yatmanam eva saha. One who with undeviating attention constantly recites the Srimad Bhagavatam at every moment, at every hour, as well as one who faithfully hears even one verse, or half a verse, or a single line or even half a line certainly purifies his very self. Punati atmanam. Dvadashyam mekadashyam va shinvan ayush yavan vavit patat yanashna prayatak puto bhavati patakat. One who hears, this is of text 60, one who hears the Srimad Bhagavatam on Ekadasi or Dwadasi is assured of long life, and one who recites it with careful attention while fasting is purified of all sinful reactions. One who controls his mind and fasts at holy places like Pushkar, Mathura, or Dwarka, and studies the Srimad Bhagavatam will be freed from all fear. A Brahmana who diligently Purana samitametam aditya prayato dvija ruktam bhagavata yattu yat param paramam brajet. A brahmana who diligently reads the Srimad Bhagavatam every day will go to the supreme destination. 12th canto, chapter 13. The glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vedas appear from the breath of Korma. Demons and demigods churn the ocean of milk and got nectar of immortality. The real nectar that was derived from chanting the ocean was the Bhagavat Prana nectar, the nectar of the teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Korma Mandara Mountain, scratching is sleepy. There's a verse from chapter 13, verse 15. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Sri Bhagavatam Ishyate. Tadra Samrita Triptasya Nanyatra Sadrati Kushit. Srimad Bhagavatam was declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. One who has felt satisfaction from his nectary mela will never be attracted by any other literature. Text 18, glorifying the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Paranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Parama Hamsyam Ekam mamalam gyanam param giyate tatra gyana viraga bhakti sahitam naishkaramyam avishkritam tachtrinvan supatan vicharana paro bhakti vimuchyan naraha. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Puran. Srimad Bhagavatam is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. The Bhagavatam is completely free of contamination by the modes of nature. It is endowed with extraordinary spiritual beauty and is very dear to pure devotees of the Lord. Those who are trying to be liberated from birth and death should faithfully serve this literature by hearing and reciting it with faith and devotion. Vishnu Chakravarti in text 21 says, as Arjuna was placed in material confusion so the Bhagavad Gita might be spoken, similarly King Parikshit, a pure liberated devotee of the Lord, was cursed to die so that the Srimad Bhagavatam would be spoken. Actually, King Parikshit is Vishnu Ratta, eternally under the protection of Lord Sri Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami liberated the king from his so-called illusion to exhibit the merciful nature of a pure devotee and the enlightening effect of his association. Now the last verse, text 3, the last verse of chapter 13, which is the last chapter of the 12th canto. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Param. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, The congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all the sinful actions and offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering. End of the 12th canto. Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam.